Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and broadcasting live from Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, one of my favorite places in the world. I love it, folks. If you've never been to Washington, D.C., or if you haven't, if you've been to Washington and you didn't like it much, well, I don't understand that, for one thing. It's a beautiful city. I know there are a lot of wacky things going on here. I know there are a lot of wacky people here, and you may or may not agree with who's in the White House, or half of the people, or more than half the people on Capitol Hill. But if you get beyond all that, Washington is a very important city. It's a beautiful place. The people are nice here, and I always look forward to coming back to Washington, D.C. And just like I always look forward to visiting with our good friend Bob Nagin. Bob is the president of Whiz Bang Training. He's one of the guys who helps us understand how to make sure we get our customers and keep them coming back. He's our good friend. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. I'm glad to be here again.
It's good to have you back. And do you like Washington, D.C.?
I love Washington, D.C. The traffic's a bit much for a Midwestern guy like me, but just like you said, everywhere you go, there's something you got to overlook to get to the good.
Well, that's exactly right. And of course, the traffic's no worse here than it is Detroit or Chicago, and certainly nothing is worse than New York.
Right. I mean, precisely. You know, and it's not about Washington, D.C. per se, but it's the traffic in a big city, which is one of the reasons I, like you, living in a small town.
Well, absolutely. I like living where there are no on-ramps or off-ramps, don't you?
There you go.
Hey, what do we need to do to get our customers, make sure our customers come back? Are there some folks we can learn from?
Yeah, well, so today I'd like to talk about an experience that happened to me and what the lessons are for your listeners. And last fall, we worked with Waste Management. They were our waste and yard rubbish removers for...
They picked up your garbage.
They picked up my garbage and our leaves. Excuse me, and our leaves. And
right.
Because in Michigan all the leaves don't fall on the same day, we waited till they all came down. And we raked them up. We've got several big oak trees in our yard.
Right.
And they came to pick it up. We'd been paying for the service all fall, of course. We just hadn't raked all fall.
Mm-hmm.
And we came to pick them up, and we had too many bags out in the front. And we said, well, wait a second. We've been paying for it all fall. And the guy goes, no, the policy is. famous last words. So
yeah. Oh, yeah.
My wife and I both got on the phone and started kicking our way through the corporate maze, and we kept getting the same answer. The policy is. Now, the cost that we paid about $250 a year for all these services.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, we said, well, now look, we're 10 bags over policy. Your guy's already there. If he doesn't pick up the bags next week, we're going to change services. Well, the policy is was the answer again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So their guy was standing right in front of the bags. It would have cost them nothing more.
Right.
Have them throw the bags into the truck. We had already paid for the service, but the policy was, and since then, we moved to a different carrier.
So now, they left the 10 bags in your yard?
They left the 10 bags, and we left them.
I got
no,
you.
No, that's not correct. We paid them for a separate pickup for the 10 bags.
Wow.
Because we needed them to go away.
Wow.
So we said, tell you what, if you pick up the bags and... you charge us, we're going to go away.
Right.
And that's exactly what we did. So there's a couple things here. First of all, you got to think past a transaction. You got to think about the value of a customer.
Right.
So it's $250 a year. We'll probably be in this house for another 5 or 10 years. We've already been with them for 5 years. If we move again.
Their truck's going by your front yard every day anyway.
That's right. That's right. So
it's found for them, it's found money, really, isn't it?
It sure is. Times every year. You know, it's not just $250 a year, it's all the year.
Right.
So they missed, because of one transaction and a policy, they missed, you know, figure if we'd use them for 10 more years, $2,500 worth of business. Bad decision.
Well, but, absolutely. You know, you know, it amazes me. And right now, Bob, everybody listening, is nodding their head and would love to be able to jump in here and tell their story about what they, where they've had a policy. I've run into it in airports. I run into it in renting cars. I ran into it in over the winter with the telephone company. To a point where I mean, if I have excellent blood pressure.
Right.
If I didn't, I probably wouldn't be here right now because I would have stroked out because I was so, I've never been so mad at anybody as I was with the telephone company because of the policy is.
Yes. And so that's really, you know, I mean, where the opportunity for us small business people lies is, you know, look, empower your people to say yes to your customer. Get to yes. You know, and as long as you train your people well, you know, occasionally they're going to make a mistake. But here's the other thing, for your listeners to remember. The value of the transaction, that single sale, is never greater than the value of the relationship.
Absolutely.
So, you know, don't think about that one transaction. Think about what that person is worth to us. And if we start doing that, you know, that's our competitive edge.
One of the best things that ever happened to me, Bob, was when I was a young pup, I grew up working with Sears Roebuck back in the day, so to speak, and this was pre iPod by decades,
right?
And so my store manager, I wound up being a division manager and on the management training program, and my store manager whenever we talked about a customer that we had a situation needed to be resolved, if I went and talked to him about something that was, you know, it would have gotten pretty serious if the store manager needed to get involved, because as you know, over the door it says your satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Yeah.
And here's what he said to me, and I'll never forget as long as I live. This has been, as I say, this has been decades ago. He said, "Jim, you cut whatever a deal you can cut to make the customer happy, because when they get to me, I'm going to give them whatever they want."
Right.
Now, those were his exact words. I'll never forget it as long as I live. And from then on, that was the attitude. That was my policy.
Sure.
And that was if I could, if the customer said, "My carpet is wearing out quicker than I thought," and I said, "Okay, you've had it for 3 years. It should have lasted 7. Can I charge you for those 3 years?" And they said, "Yes, I needed to do that."
Right. Right.
So, because if I didn't, when the store manager got it, he was going to give him everything.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And so, when we come back after these messages, Bob, we're going to apply this some more to our small businesses. This is good stuff. Bob Nagin, ladies and gentlemen, he's the president of Whiz Bang Training. He and I will be right back after these messages. I'm broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. during Small Business Week. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from Washington, D.C., celebrating Small Business Week with the SBA. I'm looking forward to that. Later today, I'm going to be emceeing the kickoff luncheon at Small Business Week with the SBA, and I'm really looking forward to that. It's coming up a little bit later today. I'll be here for a couple of more days. Bob Nagin is our guest, and he's a longtime member of our Brain Trust and the president of Whiz Bang Training. Bob, tell us about your company and give us your website, please.
Sure. It's www.whizbangtraining. There's an H in the whizbangtraining.com. And we work with small businesses, primarily retail store owners, but small retail and service businesses that want to develop the nuts and bolts skills they need to run successful businesses.
Folks, if you've heard me talk a million times on this show about the importance of small businesses getting, when they find a customer, get them to come back on a regular basis. You're listening to a guy, Bob Nagin, who figured out how to sell kites 12 months out of the year, even when the wind doesn't blow, and make a good living out of it and be extremely successful. And so had so many customers coming in to buy kites that he had to sell them yo-yos, too. And so this is the guy you're listening to. That's the reason why we like to get Bob on the show, because he's been there, done that, and he's done it with great success. And Bob, that's one of the reasons why I like hearing what you say. You know, you were talking about the guy that didn't pick up your bags, the man on the truck who didn't pick up your garbage, and he said you're 10 bags over. no doubt that guy had been by your house all fall.
Yes.
And knew that he didn't pick up any of your bags because he picked up your garbage. He just hadn't picked up your leaves. This is the kind of guy who could have said, this is the guy who could have said, you know, Mr. Nagin, you haven't given us 10 bags every week like some
yes.
of our folks have. And so, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and toss these in here and I'll see you next week.
Yes.
He might have gotten a letter of commendation out of that.
Right.
You might have written a letter thanking him for that.
Well, Jim, let me go back, though, because it wasn't the guy's fault. I mean, I went out and I talked to him, and the guy was a really nice guy. But, you know, he's a garbage truck driver. And, you know, his statement to me was, look, I'm terribly sorry, I can't. You yeah. know, clearly he was protecting his job.
On Star Trek The Next Generation, they would call that the prime directive.
That was the prime directive.
He had the prime directive.
And you know, and you could tell that it didn't, the policy didn't make any sense to him. He was very apologetic, very sheepish. He wrote down the number that I needed to call on a piece of paper. He was doing his job, but essentially he was trying to keep his job. It wasn't
right.
his fault. It was the people upstairs.
But somebody should have empowered him.
Policy.
Somebody should have empowered him to make a decision.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, if you don't mind, I'd like to go back and sort of go back to the conversation we were having right before the break.
Right.
And, you know, when we talk about customer service and what your manager told you at Sears, you know, one of the most important things when somebody comes to complain, when I teach a customer service workshop, there's a couple things. You know, there's a process. But really, essentially, the first thing to say is not I'm sorry. It's to say thank you. You know, thank you for letting me know this so we can come to an understanding and I can solve your problem.
Absolutely.
But what I've found, and you know.
Can I stop you for a second there, Bob?
Yeah, sure.
When you say those words to a customer, when you say, Mr. Jones, I appreciate you pointing this out to me, or Ms. Johnson, thank you for doing this, there's an incredible, what you will see, the first thing two things you'll see immediately, their shoulders will drop.
That's right.
And they'll heave an enormous sigh, almost to the point of hyperventilating. Because
they
know you're going to help them.
Yes, yes, absolutely. You are allies now, not adversaries.
Yep, that's right. Go ahead.
But what I was going to say is where I almost always go almost immediately, I listen well, and the trick is to listen, truly listen. But then, you know, the magic words are, what would you like me to do?
Right.
And this is an interesting, I worked with, did a workshop up in a town near a casino, and a woman from the casino came up to me afterwards, and she said, you know, we used to have a lot of policies. If this was wrong, we'd comp them that. If this was, you know, they had a whole list of what would go wrong and what we'll do for them. And what they found is when they started to ask, what would you like me to do, the
right.
amount that it cost to solve the problem dropped in half, and the satisfaction of the customer who had the problem went through the roof. So
absolutely.
Boom.
I'm thinking, as you were saying that, Bob, I'm thinking of a quote that's attributed to Albert Camus, which is a French Nobel laureate, and he says, ethics has no need of rule. I mean, I'm sorry, he said integrity has no need of rules.
That's right.
And so to branch off of that into what you're saying, good customer service has no need of policy.
That's right. That's right. You know, now you do want to train your people so that they have direction, but yes, that's right. You know, you just, if you empower your staff to get the yes, everything will sort of take care of itself.
Thank you for telling me about this. What would it do to make you happy?
That's right. Yes.
That's your policy.
That's it. You know,
and the statistics show, as you say, the statistics show that that's going to be less than if you had gotten their face about something or told
yep.
them that it's our policy.
Yep, yep.
Yeah. Bob,
you know,
I got 30 seconds.
So going back to your staff, you know,
Actually, I've run out of time.
Okay.
You just always have so much to tell. Will you come back again real soon?
All right, Jim, I'd be happy to.
Give us your website again, please, Bob.
Whizbangtraining.com.
Folks, as you heard me say, if you want to know about the customer service oracle, it's Bob Nagin. Thank you, Bob, for being here. Good job.
We'll see
you next time.
Jim.
Happy Small Business Week. Quick break. Right back with Steve Galvin. He's with the SBA. Right after these messages, this show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administration.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.